and welcome to the podcast of Trinity Vineyard Church Nakuru. You can find our other talks on our archive at trinityvineyard.org. You can also subscribe to our podcast on your other platforms. Here is this week's talk, Baraka.
So I'd like to welcome everybody to Trinity Nakuru Vineyard. I guess we're also welcoming the world, being live in these trying times. I first want to introduce myself. My name is Bill Coble. I am a volunteer here at the church, and I'm blessed that Pastor Edgar asked me to share a few words. Some housekeeping things just to start with, though. The church is still responding to what's going on here in Nakuru. Our food bank is still open. And so that if you know people that are in need, if they can come throughout the week, they can knock on the gate and they can request a food bag. But that also means that we need to replenish that. And so if you're a member of this church, if you're hearing this podcast, if there's some way you can help, that would be tremendous. And so if you can bring your donations throughout the week. I'd like to share and start with a story. A story of when I was a teenager and I went camping with my neighbors. It was the father and his two sons, and we went to a very, very beautiful place in the state of North Carolina in the United States. We were at a huge gorge, a valley, and we were camping on the top of this gorge. And after a day of camping, the eldest son and myself decided that we were going to go on a hike. And as we're going on this hike, before we went, we started looking at the trail map. We started figuring out which direction we wanted to go, because there are a lot of different trails throughout this beautiful place. So we selected the trail that we were going to go on. It said that it was going to be about a three-hour hike. The hike was going well. The place was beautiful. The scenery was just beautiful. You could see these vistas way out. And we noticed an outcropping of rocks. And so we left the trail for a moment. And we were jumping from rock to rock. And I landed on this one rock. And it was just by itself. And I took one more step. I wanted to get this unobstructed view of what God had created. But that last step I took, I looked down at my boot and found it in the middle of a den of poisonous snakes. Now, I can tell you, I'm not sure who was more surprised, the snakes or me, but I can tell you, I moved faster than they did. I don't think I've ever moved so fast in my life. I went bolting past my friend. He didn't know what was happening. And finally, once my heart finally rejoined my body, I was able to tell him what had happened. And so we got back on the path and we decided we weren't going to deviate at all from the trail that had been marked. So the whole time we've been going on this trail, there have been markings on rocks and on trees and on things to show us the direction to go. But at this point, the three-hour hike had already surpassed 5 hours. And as I said, the trail was well marked. But the key word I want to share with you is the word was. Because at this moment, there were no markings. There was no trail. We were out in the middle of nowhere, and the only way was to go back. We had already been on the trail for 5 hours, and if we went back for another 5 hours, it would have been in the middle of the night. And on top of that, our water had run out. We were thirsty. But we looked at our map and we knew kind of where we were, and we knew where we were going. We knew where we needed to be at our camp. And so we decided to start climbing up a very, very steep cliff. We knew where we were supposed to go, and we knew where our camp was. Now, I don't want to go through all the details of the almost impossible climb. It was hard. There are many times where we stopped and we didn't think we were going to make it. But I will tell you the end of the story, and I guess you can tell the fact that I'm here today, we both made it. So I have two words of wisdom that I want to share from this experience. First is this: know where you're going. Know the destination before you start. And the second thing is, don't leave the path, because there are snakes out there. For all of us who feel worried and fearful, tired, and in need of someone, anyone, to stand by them, to love them, and not to judge them, I wish to pray. Just probably a prayer for all of us. And this is a prayer that a friend of mine, a mentor of mine back in the States, had posted on Facebook. So I wish to share this with you this morning. So let us all pray. God of light in the darkness, hope in the midst of fear, and assurance in those places of doubt, hear our prayer. Show us that we are stronger than we think we are. Give us courage when we do not feel brave at all. Forgive us when we fail to forgive ourselves and others. God, we know we have strayed far away, running at times, to separate ourselves from you. Now we turn in these desperate times and reach and even beg for a sip of living water, for we are so very thirsty. Realizing that there is no place where we can hide, for you are there. We are in great need of being found. Amen. So we're virtually come together this Palm Sunday. And here's the understatement of the world. This Palm Sunday feels very different than any Palm Sunday I've ever experienced. But I ask you to think for a second, try to think back over 2,000 years, how this Sunday would have felt then when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. I want to share some scripture with you, but before I do, I want to set the stage a little bit. This scripture I'm going to share, 6 days before Passover, Jesus had entered Bethany. Now, Bethany was where Lazarus had recently been raised from the dead, and that's where he lived. And you can only imagine that word got out amongst the Jews, and they were excited. They wanted to see this Jesus. They wanted to see this man that was raised from the dead. This excitement was just bubbling over. They wanted to see the person that had the power that Christ carried with him, and they wanted to see the results. And so I read from Mark 11 these following words, and I'm reading from the Message translation. When they were nearing Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany on Mount Olives, he sent off two of his disciples with instructions. Go to the village across from you, and as soon as you enter, you'll find a colt tethered, one that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it, and if anyone asks, what are you doing, say, the master needs him, and will return him right away. They went and found a colt tied to a door at the street corner and untied it. Some of those that were standing said, what are you doing untying that colt? The disciples replied exactly as Jesus had instructed them, and the people let them alone. They brought the colt to Jesus, spread their coats on it, and he mounted. Now the people gave him a wonderful welcome, some throwing their coats on the street, others spreading out rushes they had cut in the fields. Running ahead and following after, they were calling out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of God. Blessed the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. So this was at the peak of Jesus' popularity. He had been preaching, he'd been performing miracles. People had to see this man that could perform such. In modern days, we'd probably call him a rock star. He was at the top of the world. But at least that would be from an outsider's viewpoint. Jesus, on the other hand, went on his journey into Jerusalem knowing where he was going. He knew that this popularity would be short-lived. He knew that he came for another purpose. And in the midst of all this hoopla that had been showered with, Jesus knew that there were dark days ahead. He knew that those praises from those that were on the roadside would not be long. He knew something that they didn't. So we come to Palm Sunday to begin what we in the Christian church call Holy Week. It is a week where we're reminded of the dark days that Jesus faced. And through it all, we know that in this 1 week away from today, that the tomb was empty, was found empty. The true power of being a Christ follower, to be able to triumph over death and sin and pain and the evils of the world. Jesus knew that he was going to be the sacrificial lamb being led to the cross. And yet, he did it willingly. You know, I think back in my life, and one of the most powerful but yet most quoted scriptures, almost to the point where it's been watered down with meaning because so many people have used it and so many people have said it, I believe truly today has more meaning because of all that we are going through. Remembering what Christ did for us. I want to read from the New Living Translation, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever puts his trust in God's Son will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever. For God did not send his Son into the world to say, it is guilty. He sent his Son to the world that might be saved from the punishment of sin by him. So our journey today, a people of this world, is a dark one. The one that we're not sure of how it will end. Jesus knew where he was headed. He knew why he was on that journey. So that whoever believes in him will have everlasting life. Amen? With this good news, we still somehow let fear grip us. What creates fear in us is that we don't know. We don't know the outcome of these dark days. We don't know, but we do know this. God gave us an answer. He gave us his only Son. He said, do not fear, for I am with you. Now, I've never actually done the research on this, but I have heard many, many times that the Bible references the words, do not fear, over 365 times. That means there's one for every day of every year. That tells me that there's a reason for that, that God doesn't want us to fear. You know, I think of fear. It paralyzes. It makes one not think clearly. And in these days, we need to be thinking clearly. We need to understand what is out there and how we're to deal with it. And I will tell you, in the media today and what's out in social media and all the things we're being bombarded, it's not clear. It's not. And it's becoming harder and harder to trust. Who do you listen to? But I want to share, this is what I trust in. I trust in the fact that God loves me. I trust in the fact that God loves you. He loves you enough to give himself up. This I trust in. As you and your loved ones prepare to commemorate the death and burial of Jesus of Nazareth and to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want to end with words of a theologian and an author that I have been privileged to spend some extended time with. His name is Tony Campolo, and I wanted to share with you some of the words of one of his most inspirational, well-known sermons. Yeah, my prayer is that the words I share with you are as powerful as they were when I first heard them. I'm not Tony, so I apologize. But I want to share these as best I can. It's Friday. Mary's crying her eyes out because her Jesus is dead. But it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running around like sheep without a shepherd. But it's only Friday. And Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's strutting around washing his hands because he thinks he's got all the power and victory. But it's only Friday. And Sunday's coming. It's Friday. People are saying, all things have been so, they shall be. You can't change anything in the world, but it's Friday. And Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Satan's doing a jig saying, I control the whole world. But it's only Friday. And Sunday's coming. It's Friday, the temple veil ripped from the top to the bottom. The earth shook, the rock split, and the tombs opened. The centurion screamed in fear, truly he is the Son of God. But it's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. It's Sunday. The angel, like dazzling lightning, rolled the stone away, exclaiming, he is not here, he is risen. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. So friends, it's Friday. There's an invisible enemy called COVID-19, but it's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. It's Friday. COVID-19 is running rampant around the world, but it's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Economic futures are uncertain, but it's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. It's Friday, and people are afraid and unsure, and they're suffering, but it's only Friday, and Sunday's coming. It's Friday, the path before us is dark, but it's only Friday, Sunday's coming, and there is a light ahead. And the good news, my friends, the light ahead of us is this. Sunday is coming. Amen. Will you all pray with me? Father God of heaven, you know the dark times that we are faced with. Father, you know that there are things that we don't control and there are things that we are afraid of. But you remind us, each and every one of us, to do not fear. Do not fear. Lord, you've walked in our steps. You've been there. You've done it. So, Lord, you know how we're feeling today. So as we